Last question. The hardest hitting question of them all.
Of course. I'd expect no less.
How big are those goddamn ferns at Fern Gully by now? How much free water can they have?
They really aren't massive. I mean, they're sizable, but I would say I've seen, you know, they're, if you were to buy a normal fern, like at the beginning of spring at a nursery, they look like they would look at the end of the summer. I mean, I think they only, given the pots they're in, they're only going to grow so big.
Oh, because I remember he said he split them in half and put them in other pots. And
well, if he did do that, then they've certainly filled out the pots they're in by far.
I always wondered if they were fiddle ferns. Have you heard of fiddle ferns?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How big are those goddamn
They really aren't massive.
Oh.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3141 of the BFO for Far Right Day, the 21st of February, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Alex LeFevre nor Brandon. Weakers, Big Fatty, how about strongers? No, hi everyone, I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You're weakers. You're weakers today because, yo, we've only got 1 week left of a so-so question month. Big Fatty, can it get here quicker? This has just been the most uninspiring and I'm just going to go take a little nip of nap.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are today. The first one, y'all doesn't listen to the BFO except when he is required to by the ginger bear, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is none other than Tony, the provider, the ginger bear's husband. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Tony. Y'all, then the other one today, y'all, I've never met this person in real life, but y'all, when I do, I think it'll happen at 12:34, because y'all, it is none other than Mr. 1234 himself. Y'all, that's Michael Sage. Big Fatty, we love Michael Sage. We do love Michael Sage. And y'all, the whole 1234 thing, he said, for years, that every time he looked at the clock, it was 1, 2, 3, 4. And y'all, nowadays, you look, and that's what I see. I see the bids on the Price is Right, $1,234. Y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, he used to do the occasional homosexual. Big Fatty, I thought it was fag. Well, maybe that was it. Y'all, he's up there in the New York. Big Fatty, does he make salsa? I don't think he makes salsa, but he does like to ride the roller coasters. Y'all, quite an accomplished photographer as well. Y'all, it's David B. Big Fatty, we love David B. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, we have a doubleheader in the same household. Y'all, you know him from their exit there in the New York. Big Fatty, a lot of New Yorkers. It's true. Y'all, it is Woodhaven's best, finest. Y'all, it is Patrick Plain and his husband, Michael. Big Fatty, his name was Songman. Well, he goes by Michael now. Oh, okay. So, y'all, if you see Michael Sage or Tony or David B or Patrick Plain or Songman on the Twitty or the Face Space. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Short by the happy music. Well, it should be. Let's see. Since I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I was sitting here at the villa and all of a sudden the door comes open and guess who it was? Big Fatty. It was young Nicholas, the old rusty trombone. That evidently is a new nickname given to him by Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, here he comes in the house, and y'all, he's carrying three packages. Big Fatty, what did he bring you? Well, he brought me the shit that was sitting on the front porch that I didn't know had been delivered. Oh, okay. Y'all, he had a little cocktail while I opened the packages. Y'all, I'd gotten, y'all, there's these things on the Amazon called the half pops. They used to have them at the Trader Joe's, but they don't have them anymore. And y'all, they have the buttery and sea salt flavored half pops, and y'all, they're just delicious. So I'd ordered some of those, and y'all, then I had ordered some margarita salt and margarita mix in case young Nicholas's friend Brett came back by. And a case of Peter G. tonic water. Big Fatty, you're ordering a lot of that. Well, you know, there's somebody that really enjoys the Peter G. tonic water. Other than yourself? Yes, other than myself. And y'all, after young Nicholas left, y'all, I watched The Survivor. I watched The Survivor on the TV machine, and I think I watched part of that shouting match that was on the big old shouting match on the TV machine also. And y'all headed to bed and slept pretty well because from the time I went to bed until right now, there's only been one thing happening.
The rain came down in rushing rising rivets till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Yeah, I guess y'all, we are it's been cold and rainy, and the wind's been blowing. Y'all, that groundhog doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But anyway, so y'all, I have been in the villa all day long, had a little brufkus, slept late, because, you know, it was overcast and everything. And I've had my share, and I've had a little nip a nap, and so now I'm recording a little show. And y'all, quite honestly, that has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hey!
Waiting for the bus again.
Oh.
I heard my message being played the other day.
Yes.
You were asking what type of iPhone I've got myself. Well, you were pretty much right. I've got the iPhone 11, but it's the iPhone 11 Pro.
Oh.
I don't really know what the difference is.
The cost!
I like to have a lot of memory on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And this one has got twice the memory of my old phone,
uh-huh.
although it's not the biggest memory you could possibly have.
Right.
But because I do my recording on my phone,
uh-huh.
you know, I need sort of plenty of storage until
yes.
the episodes are finished. I like
yes.
to keep it as a backup
yes.
of the files.
Yes.
And I also like to have some TV on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I tend to watch very old 1970s episodes of Doctor Who.
Oh, yes.
yes. On the phone.
Doctor Who?
On the train into work. Oh, and 1980s episodes.
Yes.
Just old episodes of Doctor Who.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've got a so-so question for you, if there's still time.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
My question is this. If you found yourself trapped inside an Easter egg, would you ask the listeners to eat you out? I'm just wondering. Okay, well, that's my question. And I'll speak to you again soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, the Big Fatty, the bus came. Dear Gussie, y'all, first of all, totally original, never heard before, and quite frankly, just half-ass, bumper for so-so question month. Big Fatty, as one would expect from Digger, as one would expect. Digger, thank you. I'll give you a half a thank you. So, you. Fanny, you're silly. Paul, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from folks in the UK. yes, Big Fanny, this absolutely is a so-so question. Big Fanny, it is a vulgar question. Well, it's vulgar and so-so. And the question was, if I were inside an Easter egg, would I ask the listeners to eat me out? And Big Fatty, it's obvious that your listeners do not have to be axed twice. They'd be eating you. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G. with another so-so question for which I am ineligible to win the prize. But always want to give you a little content. And this revolves again around a disagreement we have here in my house. So, Big Fatty, would you leave the house, go out for an hour or so, if you have any of the following items on: the washing machine, the dryer, the dishwasher, and the oven, bearing in mind that modern ovens today you can program to start and stop at a certain time, so the oven won't be on for hours and hours and hours while you're out gallivanting at the Von's East or someplace like that. So, washer, dryer, dishwasher, oven. Would you leave the house? Do you leave the house with any of those items on? Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. I'll take my answer off the air, and we love you. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, that Peter G. He and that Kathy Marshall are sponsoring the so-so Big Fatty. Nobody cares. But anyway, Peter G., by the way, we've not gotten a so-so question from Kathy Marshall, I don't think. But anyway, Peter, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and absolutely a so-so question, because I just recently answered one of these. I may have answered more than one of these on a recent little show. No, I would not go out of the house with the oven on, just because I mean, I'd leave the cracker pot running, but not. I wouldn't. I don't think I'd leave the oven running, even if it was. Maybe if it was programmed, but the dishwasher absolutely, the washing machine absolutely, and the dryer absolutely not. But anyway, Big Fatty, what if there was some sort of moisture problem? Well, I guess we'd have to get out an absorbent. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything absorbent that you have.
I know you already played the music. So my so-so question is, Big Fatty, today is 14th of February, 2020. I went out for drinks after work and dinner with hot bubble butt Jacob. P.S. plus two other people from work. Jacob's engaged, but he looked lovely in his tight business shirt with his giant pecs and biceps bulging out. Anyway. Oh, yeah, the so-so question. Will you be my Valentine's, Big Fatty? This is Scotty, your Aussie butler.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty, and Scotty, thank you so. Oh.
I did sneak a photo of him, though, so.
Uh-huh.
I might send it to you.
Please do. Y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie butler. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And obviously a so-so question. First of all, just an observation. That dinner you went to with Jacob, evidently you experienced a much nicer dinner than everybody else because you had a dinner and a show. And what a lovely way to spend VD. And Scotty, absolutely a so-so question because you already know the answer because I tell you every year that Big Fatty will always be your Valentine, and the main question is, and this is an excellent question: why have I not received the picture of Jacob? Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky, and I was going to ask a so-so question. So, cue that so-so music.
Big Fatty, we've already played
anyway,
it.
My question is, what kind of salt do you? Do you like regular table salt? Do you like flaky salt? Do you like coarse salt? Kosher salt? Pink Himalayan salt? Black salt? What kind of salt do you like? I think everyone would like to know that. Anyway, thank you. Have a great day. And I will talk to you later.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is
Bob
Big... that's Big Ricky and...
How do you turn this off?
Y'all, that is Big Ricky, and you know, his husband's celebration of exiting the birth canal is today. Yes, Big Betty. Ricky, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely, you know, Big Ricky might need to get double points on this one, Kathy Marshall, because not only did he ask a so-so question, but he used a so-so cellular telephonic device, because that may be even the reception from the future sounded better than that. So, Big Ricky, it's time. Maybe you can get a new jitterbug and give Tony your old jitterbug phone for his birthday. But as far as what kind of salt, my favorite salt is the one that's sitting on the table. I do enjoy the popcorn salt, and I enjoy the sea salt, and I've never had salt, but I'm guessing that probably Joe in Dallas has had it. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the now-defunct Lotzel. And Dr. Stone, did you have a question to ask about the Charleston Ballet Theater?
How big are those goddamn...
They really aren't massive.
Oh. Big Fatty, was he talking about Nick or you?
Oh, you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.